This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's official. Punk is dead.
Really?
I mean, look, I know there are going to be people that argue with me, but you could make the argument that this band, who blew up and was internationally known and was touring major stadiums and everything, had the last semblance of what punk was.
Okay.
But if that was the case,
what happened?
That is now dead, based on what you can buy with their name on it.
Really?
You hang it out at the Breaker. It's just classic rock, 96.5, WCMF, Green Day. You're familiar with Green Day, right? Green Day, you can make the argument, was the first punk band in America to explode in the early 90s, right? And I get that there are going to be people that argue with me because they've been selling out arenas and stadiums over the last, 30 years that they've been doing it. But when I was a kid, when Dookie hit and it exploded the way that it did, it was the first introduction for a lot of kids to Left Coast punk, West Coast punk, right? Like, you got... I discovered like NoFX, Black Flag, Suicidal Tendencies, bands like that because of Green Day. And as big as Green Day got, they always still kind of had their foot planted, as poppy as they were, in that authentic punk realm.
That an edge.
Yes. What is also interesting about Green Day is it's one of the few bands that two generations try to claim as their own, because Gen X claims Green Day for Dookie and the two albums they put out after that, Nimrod being the last one of that like era. And then you have the millennials who kick it off with American Idiot and everything after that. No, this is our band, right? This is where it starts to sound more poppy. Whether or not Green Day still had the ability to say we're a punk rock band has flown out the window.
What happened?
Well, look, they've marketed themselves and they've sold merchandise, but they've sold merchandise that's standard band stuff. T-shirts, guitar picks, wristbands, things like that. Until next week, when you can now buy a Green Day branded Keurig machine.
A coffee maker.
No, not a coffee maker. A Keurig.
So it's
the
just...
most middle America suburban coffee maker you can buy.
That's the one where you put the little capsules in.
The little cup in.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
So it says Green Day on
it? It's got their like heart grenade on the side of it with like lyrics from their
How
songs.
Strange.
It's a Green Day branded coffee machine.
Like, I wouldn't even think to put any logo on my coffee machine.
I guess I would never think to,
if I'm such a fan of something, well, I want my coffee machine to scream
the
that.
The NFL doesn't even do that.
Right.
You're right. Green Day
So
does.
Do they also have their own brand of coffee?
Nailed it. It's called Punk Bunny Coffee.
Okay.
And they will be selling Keurig cups.
Yeah, it's over.
That fit in the Green Day branded Keurig.
It's over.
For all of our fans that are now tired.
You nailed it, Kimmy. Yeah. You nailed it. Now here's the thing. Bands having coffee brands is not new.
Who else had it?
There's a whole bunch.
I think there are a lot.
There's a ton. There's a ton of
they
rock bands
coffee?
That have coffee brands. Their own coffee brands or musicians that have their own coffee brands. It's like the new easiest thing to do to like make a fortune, right? But it just feels different with Green Day.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not alcohol. It's not. It's just nothing hard.
I think Billy Joe Armstrong doesn't drink anymore. He had an incident on stage a couple of years ago where he went back to rehab or something.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
Okay,
but I don't know what
rehab morning blend.
Because, like, I haven't really been into Green Day since when that American Idiot album hit, it was like, okay, this isn't really my scene anymore.
Yeah.
But I did love them for the three albums they put out.
They were huge.
Yeah, between 94 and 2000, right? Like,
yeah.
Then they had that song where he played the acoustic guitar and everything went to hell.
And now we got coffee. Like Jimmy Dean's sausages.
Doesn't it kind of make you wonder if, like, the other hardcore bands back in the day got old, what would have showed up? Like, had the Ramones not imploded in on themselves, and yet, Joey
The Ramones would be in Vegas.
You think so?
Yeah. Or they would be one of those bands that went to Vegas. Because they have a huge following, like the Dead. Whoever thought the Grateful Dead would be playing in Las Vegas?
That's a good question.
They were Vegas was lame in the 60s and 70s. That was where your grandparents went to party.
What are you talking about? No, the original punk, Frank Sinatra, was playing in Vegas.
Yeah, so if he did punk, what would that sound like today?
Get the cops off my back, skateboarding, not a crime, baby. You were saying, I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, I think those guys, like I always said, if Elvis was alive, if Elvis lived to be 90 years old, He would be in Branson, Missouri, singing gospel music.
But that makes sense because he was always the establishment.
But I also think he would like the king of rock and roll would be doing gospel. Okay. I think the same thing for Janis Joplin.
Okay.
I think if Janis Joplin lived long, she'd be a gospel singer.
Well, you saw Johnny Cash do it. Johnny Cash went into gospel.
But they go back to their roots. Yeah. A lot of these bands go back to where they came from. You know, church music, gospel music, southern roots.
Sure. I mean, it's weird because, like, it's not like punk artists in the past haven't branched out. Like, you think of someone like Henry Rollins, right?
All right, yeah. Right?
I mean, everyone's familiar with Henry Rollins.
He had a run.
He did, but but the stuff that he branched out with, he became an actor, right? He wrote poetry. He became an artist on stage. He was doing one-man shows with the stuff that he was writing.
But his kid's doing really good. Joe Rogan. Tell me that doesn't look like that dude's kid.
That's a great call, man.
They're the same outfit.
Like, I'm trying to think of another, like, legitimately early 90s band that can say, like, hey, we were part of this scene that sold out like that.
Early 90s.
And I guess it's not a big deal, right? Like,
Zeppelin was doing Cadillac ads.
Yeah, yeah. But again, Zeppelin.
I mean, whoever thought that when you saw them originally? Again, a Cadillac was an old rich guy car.
But. I mean, like, that punk music, especially out of California, formed because they saw their heroes doing these things, right? We didn't want to be that. We're going to play faster. We're going to play louder. Yeah. And sure, we can appreciate what they do, but, you know, we're just here to do this because we love to do this. Like, yesterday around this time, we talked about Jack White, who's going backwards. Mm-hmm. He's doing concerts without announcing where they are.
So everybody turns into their parents.
Except for Jack White.
Yeah, that guy, please. Good luck with that tour.
All right, Kimmy, what do we got for Musicians with Coffee?
A lot. So you got everything from, like, Korn.
I forgot. We talked about that. Korn's
Korn
got coffee.
To Snoop Dogg has his own coffee
brand.
That's
not surprising.
Right. Dropkick Murphys, Kiss.
Those guys don't need coffee.
Disturbed. Rob Zombie.
Disturbed has a coffee?
I guess so, yeah.
Disturbed Morning Blend.
Alice Cooper.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
Yeah, he's got golf clubs and golf balls.
I can keep going.
Okay. So moral of the story, if you get famous, get yourself a coffee brand, make a little bit of money.
No kidding.
And if you're interested in the Green Day branded Keurig machine, I believe it comes out on Tuesday, and there will be a limited number. They're not saying how many there are,
but
you get
this move. On top of that, they're doing that move.
This is where we're at now. This is where we're at.
That's the bigger dick move. Limited edition.
And stand by for your NoFX branded Jeep edition.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.